performance, so I'm going to put something decent on. Let's see. Oh, let's just play what's next. All right. So apparently this is Avenged Sevenfold Signwriter, whatever that is. So enjoy that. Go ahead and stop that one. So up next is One Republic, Stop and Stare.
Oh, do you see what I see?
Alrighty, that was One Republic. Just going around the studio here, seeing what new stuff they've done. Not much. They have a fancy new fridge here, though, with soda in it. It's all root beer, though, so it's kind of crappy. That's pretty much all the new stuff. And they got rid of the thing that I taped to the mic boom as well. So if any of you are listening from other shows, if you've seen that really ugly thing with black fuzzy hair, can you tell me where it is? I want that back. And... oh, yeah, and they have glow lights now. That's pretty cool. It's like lighting everything up, including all the lights on the little dashboard thingy. It's really cool. But there's also a sign on the board that says, put the white lights back after you're done with them. And this was like it when I got here, so don't blame me. Yeah, so that's it. Let's see. What do we want to play? What's on the list? I don't have a list. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and I was listening to whatever the show is on Monday nights. What's the show on Monday nights? Someone remind me. I don't know, the one with Jake and Victoria. It was like a couple weeks ago. And they made up a like a sound effects button. If you remember this... Where is it? This one? So they basically took the end part of that and then mixed it with something else. So the end result is this.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I saw them make that like a couple weeks ago. So that's going to be interesting during the middle of the songs. And if you haven't heard yet, bought some pizza for me and Jordan. $5 Little Caesars. Bargain, right? Alright, so I'll just play whatever's next on the list. And the next on the list is 12 Stones, The Way I Feel. Alright, that was whatever that song was. 12 Stones, The Way I Feel. So that was a cool little one. I don't know why I keep on going back on it. It just intrigues me. I haven't been here for like a month, so it's entertaining. Oh yeah, and back to the studio thingy. They have a fancy little weird light thing in the corner now. I'll show you on the webcam if we get it up later on today. It's like cool little wavy things and stuff. And I don't know if I said this on my show like a month ago, but up on our little wall of fame we have up here on the glass, where everyone writes all their show names and stuff. So we put Kyle, Kyle, and Jordan, we're looking for a show name, and then put bullet points. We actually do have some name ideas. And those three are The Air Show, When It Gets a Cookie, and Say No to Drugs, Say Yes to Tacos. So we might have a vote on those ones, or we might just complete those ones. I mean, not there. Completely forget those ones altogether. So I'll wait until the El Presidente comes, aka Jordan Fisher, and we'll go from there, because we really need another show name. If you haven't noticed that yet, if you've been listening to our past shows, we've been raving about new show names, like, forever. We can't see how many listeners we have anymore, which is really annoying now, so I can't brag about how many listeners I have, which usually isn't that many. So there could be no one listening right now. And that's really depressing. So I'm just going to sit here eating my pizza and just bore you guys. No. Okay, so, guys, go ahead and call in. I know I say this every time. It's my catchphrase. Go ahead and call in. 1-888-212-KLIK. And give me a song request, because I'm too lazy to pick one. And the lineup that this thingy has given me is really crappy, so... Anyone? Bueller? Alright, that was my failed attempt to try to get you guys to call in. I won't try to do that again. Let's see. Oh, let's play some good old 80s stuff for the heck of it. Let's play some Bon Jovi. Everyone loves Bon Jovi, right? Alright, so this is Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
What up, it's yours truly,
Jay-Z,
Miley Cyrus,
Beyonce.
Boys Like Girls,
this is Rihanna,
Nickelback.
This is Shakira,
Black Eyed Peas.
This is Click Radio.
Yeah, we sending this one out to all the ladies all over the world,
all the ladies all over the
all
world,
all my sex.
Spirit, it's because queers want to get married. Unbelievable.
Internet radio for Fort Collins High Schools. Clickradio.org.
DBZ on the track. DBZ on the track.
On and on she go down, be do da.
Click, click, radio, radio, radio.
Keeping it real.
.org.
www.clickradio.org.
Baby, you're all that I want.
Hello, are we on? I think so.
I've never sat on this side, so.
Oh. This isn't a good look, is it?
Wow.
There we go. I'm getting there. Oh, I forgot something.
Well, sorry about the dead air there.
I'm good at that stuff.
Hello, everybody.
Where is it?
It's Tuesday night. It's 7:05. And I just got a message. And you're listening to Kyle, Callum, and Jordan. Yet Kyle has only been to like 3 shows, I think. Yeah. We need an intro.
Yeah, this is our intro.
Good evening, Fort Collins.
It is 7 or something.
7:06. It is late. Not really. We're chilling here.
We're trying to.
Trying to. I don't know.
Eating my pizza.
The side of the desk is weird.
Alright.
I'm not used to it.
Do you want it over here?
I don't know. Maybe later.
Okay. We'll switch halfway.
Okay. That sounded interesting.
I don't know. What was that?
What?
Was it that thing?
Oh, no. I was talking about what you just said.
Oh, wow. I just heard something squeaking going on, so...
Oh, no. That was... My mic. My mic.
Oh. I also found this was really fun. Where you turn up the third mic, and they can, like, hear us. All across the room. This guy was over in the chair like many moons ago, and we could hear him. He just turned up the mics really high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, we're gonna put. See, hold on.
I'm turning that off. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The sound quality in this room is absolutely horrible.
Yeah, the acoustics are bad.
We're gonna put sound panels up, I think. I'm gonna build them.
We need $40.
What? Yeah, speaking of which, we need $40 a month per person.
I know, I was just listening to Jake. It's like, oh, we're going to get this.
I know.
$2,000 computer. It's like, okay, well, why are you asking us for money then?
Yeah. So you guys should donate money. Otherwise, we may not be here next week or the week after. The week after that. We're pretty much in a shithole till the end of the year.
Well said, well said.
Yes. So we need money. Actually, I'll throw a little perk in there.
So we get some WD-40 too.
WD-40.
Actually, no, we need some un-WD-40, so it makes it sticky.
So if we can survive to the end of 2010...
I'm going to turn you down a little. You're loud. Yeah, that's better. Then I'll turn you back up.
If we can survive to the end of 2010, and we're still all on the air... And we still have all our equipment, and we're not, you know, running from a computer from 1952, if there even was a computer back then.
Well, I managed to...
Because when Click goes down the drain, the first thing to go is all our equipment. And we have a lot of money of equipment, so here's my thing.
Sell the fridge.
No. I own 1/5 of that fridge.
How much was the fridge?
$80.
Wow, bargain.
Yeah.
I need one for my room now.
If we survive to the end of the year, I will announce a rather large event that will happen.
Will I get to hear about this event in between talking?
Yes.
Yay.
Well, actually, I'll just tell you what it is.
Don't do that.
I am going to organize a concert at the Aggie Theater with some of your favorite large bands.
Such as?
That's for you to find out.
Yay.
Although you won't know those bands. You won't know who those bands are until we survive to the end of the year.
And you find them.
Yeah, that too. So, you know, you can...
And convince them to be stupid enough to come to Fort Collins.
Maybe I'll drop some ideas here and there, but they'll be subtle, you know. You gotta tickle me pink for this, so...
Sounds good, sounds good.
Yeah, and you gotta rise against our financial problems,
mm-hmm.
And...
So, I'm sorry, we're gonna have to postpone our cookies... No, we ran out of funding for the cookies.
Yeah, we don't have any cookies left. So we
couldn't even pay for cookies in the first place.
Yeah. There's a lot of cookie debt on this show.
Yes.
Is that going to be our show name?
I think so.
Winner gets a cookie?
Yeah. That's yeah, our show name, not the prize. That's So we're thinking the name of the show is When It Gets a Cookie, because we always seem to reward people with cookies, but we never end up buying cookies.
Well, we had the suggestions. The Air Show, Winner Gets a Cookie, and Say No to Drugs, Say Yes to Tacos.
That was yours, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I kind of like Winner Gets a Cookie.
Yeah, I'm like...
You're listening to Winner Gets a Cookie on Tuesday night.
Sounds good.
All right.
The only other opportunity... the only other... name I could think of is CNJ Party Planners.
Oh, man.
Sir, and Kyle hasn't showed up in the past 2 months.
Well, Kyle, yeah. That's his own fault.
Yeah.
CNJ Party Planners. We could do CNJ Party Planners, and the winner gets a cookie.
We could do that.
Or just CNJ Party Planners?
Or when he gets a cookie?
Oh, my.
How about we take a vote?
Yes. All our listeners out there, tell us which one you like better. Winner gets a cookie or CNJ Party Planners.
We want to walk out of here today saying that we accomplished something.
Yes. And if you don't know what CNJ Party Planners means...
You'll find out later on in the show. But
yes, you will. Speaking of which, we gotta find out who we're gonna plan a party with tonight.
Yes. Say we do the same one as the original.
Yes. Maybe.
Continue the saga.
The saga continues.
Mm. All I know is that I need a Slurpee.
Slurpees sound good. Maybe we should play another song and then.
Yeah.
Do I get to pick?
Sure.
Song.
I'll pick a second one in case we've gone for more than 3.5 minutes.
I like the one that's already in there.
Okay. And I'll put the next one in for the heck of it because I added this one the other day.
Okay. Real quick.
I'll play Phil Collins for us too.
See, how long is that? 9:23 or 7:23?
It's 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Do you think we can get Slurpees in that amount of time?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's 27, so we can get it in.
Well, I have something to say about. Is it Boyce Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. I have something very cool to say about Boyce Avenue.
Okay. Have you heard of them before?
Yeah, that's about it. I was going to say. I'll say it when we get back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll give you the story.
Yeah. Well,
behind. I just found them the other day. Thought they were really cool. And their album was cheap, too. So.
Yeah. So, up next, we've got Reliant K, Sadie Hawkins Dance. Black,
oh, that one.
Blackalicious.
Did you want that one?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the one you wanted. I was like,
shit. Oh, no, I put the one that's up on deck B.
Okay, so we need to be back by 25. We can do it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can do it.
We'll book it.
Reliant K, Phil Collins, and Boyce Avenue. And then we'll be back.
Hopefully.
Yes.
If you don't hear from us,
call the police.
Yeah, just say come by the dark alley behind 7-Eleven on College.
Yes, and tell them to donate $40.
Yeah, per month.
Per month, yes. All right. You want to start it?
You can start it.
All right. So we'll be back in...
You need to change it to auto as well.
Yeah, I know. Instead of using, on this show, instead of using, hey, we'll be back in 10 minutes... We should use songs as a unit of measurement.
So we'll be back in 2 songs.
We'll be back in 3 songs.
Okay. 3 songs and a... whatever the break is. What do you call those things?
A stinger.
Stinger.
That's stab.
It. You know those things with the really creepy guy at the deep forest?
You're listening to Click Radio.
That one.
Yes.
So we'll be back in 3 songs and a stinger.
Yes. We'll see you then.
Do you like my sweater?
This is Rihanna.
Nickelback.
This is Shakira.
Blackout!
This is Click Radio.
And this is Kyle, Callum, and Jordan on Tuesday nights. Minus Callum. Wait, no. Callum's here. Minus Kyle.
I'm coming.
Kyle is not here.
I'm testing out this new headphone set that I got like a couple weeks ago and see if it actually works with this.
So, that was Boyce Avenue. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Boyce. I actually first heard of Boyce Avenue 4 years ago.
Whoa, I like these.
When I found them on YouTube. That's where he got his start, was on YouTube. Yeah. And I saw his very first YouTube post four years ago. And like I just listened to like every post they put out, and they got really good, and all of a sudden they had this big record contract. They stopped posting YouTube videos, and then they just toured with Goo Goo Dolls and Switchfoot.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool that I've known who they were forever.
Found them a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking for Vertical Horizon. That was it.
Oh, yeah, because they're playing at the... Kiss FM, Say So Long, December Bash. September 18th.
I saw their cover there and I actually thought it was them for a second doing an acoustic thing, but it wasn't. And then I listened to their record thingy and I thought, hey, that's cool. And I bought it for $5.
There you go.
So there's my life story. I'm going to add the rest of those back on there because only half of them went on for some reason.
Of the Boyce Avenue?
There's only one decent one got on, so.
Also, we're voting on a show name.
Yes.
I believe we narrowed it. Well, we had the air show in there, but I think we narrowed it down to C&J Party Planners.
Mm-hmm.
Or winner gets a cookie. Because if you didn't know, we owe a lot of people cookies, and we give out free cookies on this show. If you win prizes and...
We supposedly give out free cookies.
Yes.
We just haven't met with those people yet. Yes. Except for one.
So, do you want to name our show after cookies? Or C&J Party Planners? Which you may find out what that is later tonight.
Hee hee.
While I drink my Slurpee.
Oh.
That was my Slurpee.
That wasn't me. That was, for those of you who know Jake Wood, the fancy guy who basically runs all this. So yeah, he made that up in one of his shows. What is this show anyway? I don't even know what a show is.
They showed The Awkward Couple.
That's it. It is really awkward. I'd recommend listening to it.
Listen to me and Callum Schneider, the Aussie, on Click Radio right now. I'm making a Facebook post. It's legit.
Damn it, didn't work.
C&J Party Planners tonight.
How do you turn up the sound? Oh, this is Sam. There you go.
Clickradio.org. Alright. So, what are we going to talk about, Callum? We have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, no, we don't. Wait, didn't we have something to come talk about? I remember we talking about this before we started talking about stuff.
Well, we talked about the show name. Oh, we have a music thing tonight. But maybe we'll introduce that a little later.
A what thing?
The whole music thing you suggested? That's a crap load of napkins.
You don't know what's going to happen.
That's true.
Especially with other shows. Yeah. You know. Especially considering Jake's little side note.
Yeah, we have... There's probably a paragraph of bad news on our whiteboard. Because we're...
Half of it's good news, but the other half is just...
Yeah, because we need $40 a month. So, you guys should... find us some money. I mean, seriously. Like, throw us $5 or something. That'll help.
Yeah.
Because we... If we don't get any money, we'll be off air by the end of the month of September. And my thing is if we make it to the end of the year and we're still financially stable, there will be a big concert that you'll be tickled pink by it. But to do that, you'll have to rise against and pay some money to keep us on the air. You know,
and be united as one republic.
And then it'll be one great heyday. So it'll be awesome. Yeah. Just do it. Maybe there'll be some dancing at this concert, you know.
So yeah. Whoa. Like, I'm liking this.
There'll be some little wake waves, so you get a little bit flowy, and you get the robot. So you know, you get
better anything.
You get the flow, and then you get the bot. So, it'll be an awesome dance party.
It's better than anything you can get with Homecoming, so...
That's true.
Yes.
But Homecoming's retarded.
Thank you.
Everyone just, like, touches each other and bounces up and down.
I don't know. I haven't been to any dance, so... I'm a dance virgin.
Alright, C&J Party Planners tonight.
Yeah.
Calum's going to lose his dance virginity.
Well, like, that dance, but, like, going to a school dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I've danced before. I've been in drill team, remember?
Yeah. Oh my, interesting. But yeah, homecoming. I mean, seriously, I love the football games, and I love, like, the speeches and the whole homecoming week, because it's awesome. But the homecoming dance is just, retarded.
Oh, we have a call.
We do?
Yeah, it's a little flashing light.
Do you know how to do it?
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Jacobs. Do you know Jacobs?
Hello, yes. Hello. Did I call my son Grandmammy?
Deets.
Hello.
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 Oh, God. All right, everybody.
And what? What's with the number, then?
No.
Someone's banging on our window.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
Come open the door.
All right.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I know. I'm not going to. I'm going to pick up a song.
Sorry, I just cut him off with the heck of it. It showed up as, like, a Cheryl Jacobs with a area code of 765.
Interesting. I'm going to go talk to him.
All right, I'll just come on and entertain.
Unless you want the song.
Depends what the song is.
In the End by Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. All right, we'll be back in one song.
Yep. Excuse the interruption of that last phone call.
You're on.
I know, I was turning myself down.
So, yeah, that wasn't Kyle.
We thought it was Kyle.
We're counting our blessings.
Sorry, Kyle.
I'm not sorry.
That's what she said. I'm retarded. Nah, just
oh, me. Where was that?
That's Rodney Carrington.
No. If Sky's listening, that one thing that we had.
this is sounding interesting.
When we were at the United Flight Center for the planes.
Yeah.
Simulators. Whenever you're on the ground and stuff, and you're off the line, it says, retard. Retard. Retard.
Wow.
So I want you to, like, turn the other way. So, yeah, that's our new thing.
Retard. Retard. Interesting.
Hold on. The big, fat French turd. For those of you who are not aviation nuts, that's an Airbus, which is a big, fat, ugly turd thing. I'm just killing time here. I got a message. Cool. Oh, and I had a proposition for money, actually. I'm kind of afraid.
Why are you afraid?
I'll tell you later.
Alright.
It's probably not good if people know.
Okay,
well, I don't
so
really care anyway, but I'll.
My uncle.
Your uncle?
Oh, wait, did I show you that picture?
Dear uncle. Which
of
one?
Of the UPS truck?
Yeah.
Well.
Is that mine or is that yours? That's mine.
Once we find a show name and get a Facebook page, then I'll post it.
This is really annoying. I get a text and a little beep on the iPod, and then a little notification on Facebook for whenever we get a message.
Wow.
They need to, like, if they know you're logged on, why do they keep on sending it to you?
They're not efficient like that. Unlike things like Meebo. Meebo is very efficient. Callum is performing oral on his mic.
I know, it asked me nicely, so I'm trying to be polite. Just
leave it begging for more.
Hey, I got another message. $10. It's a message on Facebook message. And it is. It's the one I just read.
All right, so you should all...
Okay. Stop by and say hi, and we'll give you a cookie.
Yes. 220 East Mulberry Street, Suite 5 in the Scavo Realty Building.
All right, this time I'm actually serious. If you guys come and say hi, we'll give you a cookie. We'll run down to 7-Eleven and buy a cookie.
If you are over the age of 30... No. If you're over the age of 21, excluding people like Bob Kent...
Is he still in Colorado?
Yeah, I think he came back.
He commissioned.
He what?
He commissioned.
Which is?
Into the Air Force.
Oh, he enlisted?
He commissioned.
Oh, from ROTC?
Yeah. Because we were at the meeting and his name was on the plaque. He went to, like, logistics or something. Poor bugger.
Interesting. Anyway, if you stop by, we will definitely.
Yes.
If you're a creeper and, like, over the age of 18...
And if you're a creeper and your name is Kyle, sorry if there's other Kyles out there. He's probably not listening. He's anyway, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, you should come at 220 East Mulberry Street, Suite 5 at the Scholar Retail Building behind the sketchy alley behind 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you know if you're in the right place when you're hearing all this stuff. Yeah, that's
that. Is there any other sounds that happen around here? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and this one too.
Oh, oh.
Yes, that one. We are in College Town. That's the bad side of that situation.
Yeah. Why is there two of everything, but only one of them works? It's really annoying me.
I don't know. I can fix that when I get on that computer later.
Hey!
I just saw a Facebook page from Toman. Do you remember Toman?
Toman.
Wyoming encampment.
Yep.
He says, Tyler... Beep Beep Toman likes, oh, who's that sexy beast? Oh, clicked on my own profile again. Dang it. Liking that one.
I know the feeling. I get that a lot. No, not really.
He also liked, I wouldn't need to manage my anger if you would just manage your stupidity. And I don't need... That was perfect.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't need anger management. I need people to stop pissing me off.
I like some of these. Sorry?
Cue sound effects.
Sorry, I'm entertaining myself here.
So, you should...
If you want to stop hearing the sound effect, go ahead and call in.
At 1-888-212-KLIK. 1-888-212-5545. That's 1-888-212-KLIK.
Are you stealing my mice?
Yes. Or you can give me an email at jordan@fcyb.org, but you should definitely call in.
You still on my thing?
Yeah, I'll get off.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the thing I was talking about.
Oh, you can tell me later.
But you just read it. It saves me a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. I guess we should just play music for now.
Maybe. Are you picking or I'm picking?
You can pick.
Shit. Hey, I was listening to something the other day. What was I listening? Well, not the other day, today. Oh, let's see if they have it.
So, as we were saying before, Click Radio is pretty much in a shithole for money. Because...
And that's being friendly, too.
Yeah.
That's a nice, like, kindergarten.
Like, the messages I get from our treasurer
basically are saying, like, you're dead. The world is going to kill you.
Who is the treasurer anyway?
Jake.
He is?
Yeah.
I thought it was Peter for some reason.
No, he's the VP.
Mm.
But yeah, he's basically like, pay money to Click Radio or you die.
And then we buy $2,000 computers.
Yes.
So your money goes towards...
$2,000 computers!
Actually, hopefully not. Money should go towards us staying on the air for your pleasure and entertainment during homework time on Tuesday night.
Yes.
So hopefully we're in your homework time here. So.
I think towards the end of the show we are near homework time.
Yeah.
At least for me.
What, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you like Click Radio, if you have a dollar, if you go to Fossil, give it to Callum Schneider.
Yeah, if you guys see me in the hallways.
Just slip him a buck.
Yeah.
He'll give you a cookie.
Yeah, I'll give you some white stuff.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Whoever donates money to Click Radio because of our show will get a cookie. No joke, I will get you a cookie.
Yeah. And if you give me to it at school, I'll buy like one of those school cookies because they're awesome.
They are awesome. Yeah. You guys get the Otis Spunkmeyer?
Yeah.
They're so amazing.
I know.
And you get three of them for a dollar.
I know. And you get to pick your flavor, too. You can get like macadamia or chocolate or double, triple, extra chocolate or whatever they have now.
I actually haven't had one of those cookies in 2 weeks because I eat out every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
I have them every day. It gets boring.
If I ever get a car, I'll have to come pick you up. But yeah, I'm serious. If anybody donates money, I will get you a cookie. If it is over $5, I will get you a cookie and a half. If it's over $10, I will get you two cookies.
All right, here's the deal. If you go to Jordan at Fort Collins High, then he'll give you a cookie and a half for $5. Yet, if you come to me, you get two cookies.
Oh.
Here comes a challenge, huh?
But then you get the pleasure of me.
That doesn't work for guys, but I guess it works for girls. So yes, there's your challenge. If you donate less than $5, we give you a cookie.
Yes.
Like a good cookie. And if you donate $5 to $10, no, to $20, 5 to 20, then you get two cookies. And when you get 20, I'll buy you six cookies. Just because that's awesome and you just pay for half a month for me.
Oh.
Sorry, I just had to find the sound effect.
Yeah, that's the one. Scream mixed with O's. But we take no responsibility for that, in case you have. I already said this before.
Yeah.
Jake did that one. But it was...
Whoops. I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that,
yeah,
son.
He's doing it again. But yeah, that one came from this.
Yeah.
And for some reason, his dirty mind came across like, hey, let's add that M part to...
Jake is a pervert.
Yeah. From what I've heard.
Hence, Click Corner.
Which one's that?
I'll have to show you because we are not allowed to release the information of Click Corner on the air, nor the website. So...
I've heard about it before. Oh, I've seen it in the emails, that's why.
Yeah, it's an inside joke since the start of Click, pretty much.
Oh, it's a joke?
It's, yeah.
I think you explained this to me before, but I probably forgot. Yeah.
It's pretty much the source of our funding. Yeah. College and Mulberry.
Oh, I remember it.
Yeah. But, you know, if you find the website and you let me know, maybe you'll get something out of it. I mean, it's not that hard to find the website.
Slap around the head. Wait, which website?
I can't tell you.
What website are they looking for? If you find the website, well, what website are they?
What?
Instead, if they find the website.
Website of Click Corner.
Oh, they have a website?
Yeah, we have a website.
All right, let's see if I can find it. Uh-oh, I just closed something. Oh, well.
So, yeah. Right now, we're also, if you're listening, please.
That's spelled right?
Yeah, that's spelled right.
It's not the right one, though.
No. We're voting on our new show name because we've gone without a show name for several months. No. Well, we should make that a website.
We should. It used to be the initials for something.
Super.
We'll just combine E and X.
Super excited xylophones.
Alrighty. So yes, show name, as you were saying.
Oh yeah. I think we came down with C&J Party Planners or Winner Gets a Cookie. So you should call in at 1-888-212-5545, 1-888-212-KLIK. Shoot me an email at jordan@fcyb.org or message us on Facebook or send us a text or anything.
Yeah, anything along those lines.
Yeah, but if you call in, your vote counts as two or something.
Yeah, and the really good thing about this is you get to call the president of Click. You get that excitement.
That's true.
And the really exciting thing about this, he has his own theme song. What the hell?
Here.
No, the YouTube thing isn't just playing, period. This isn't the one I was expecting, but...
Yes, there you go. That's me. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm black. Hello. 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 For the last time, I am not Muslim. Hello. 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 God bless America.
And Kenya.
And what?
All right, so yes, you got to call the president.
Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, I did not have sexual relationships with that woman. Nor am I a crook.
I'm not related to Tiger Woods.
No. Actually, I have a joke about that.
What, Tiger Woods?
What's the difference between Santa Claus and Tiger Woods?
Oh, I heard this before. Damn, what is it? All right, yeah, go.
Santa Claus stops at three hoes.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a little... I had another one, but... Well.
Okay, so yeah.
If you call in, you get to talk to the Presidente.
El Presidente.
And if you call, he will talk personally to you. And we'll play the song for you.
Mm-hmm. I just got a text message.
Alright, I gotta hear this.
Oh, hail to the cheap hip-hop version.
It's not my thing.
It's really just the same thing with, like, drums in the background.
Yeah. Even I can make something like that.
Ew, Bill Clinton. George W. Bush.
George W.
Anyway.
Yeah, it says something new, so... Can a nigga get a table dance? Take it up, take it up, woo! Okay, then.
Anyway.
It's amazing what you find on YouTube.
Yes. Wow. All hail the Messiah. Obama, I've seen this. Obama, the faster than you, so shall as motherland. Our Savior, our Savior. Obama, Obama, the leader more famous than Lindsay Lohan. That makes your wife proud. Lord, bury the Way to kill the mood.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just saw it looked awesome, but well.
I think we need a song after that.
Okay. I was looking for a song, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Songs. Later in the show, I think we're going to do music that you think should be big hits. Or so, is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, so you know that feeling you guys have where you're listening to a song and you like listen to it over and over, you got bored with it, and then like 6 months later, it's like number one on the charts, and you were like, hey, I knew the song before everyone else, but no one believes me.
Yeah.
You guys know that feeling? I know we've had that. We've had mm-hmm. that with Bass Hana.
Yeah.
Back in, was it 2008?
It was more Montana.
Yeah. So it started in 08, though. Yeah, 2008,
2009.
So that's when we started, and no one in, I know at least Preston,
didn't know who Bass Hana was.
And then now, once everyone's migrated to Fossil, everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
So.
Especially with Bass Hunter's new album.
I take personal credit for that. No.
Why?
I know, it might have been. I told this one guy, and he probably told his... Oh, whoa. He probably told his friends, and...
I got disconnected.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it locked up for some reason. What's that song I was looking for? There we go. Let's play this one. All right. So...
Yeah, we could just play this song.
Yeah. So, yeah, this one is... Vertical Horizon. They're actually playing at the... Say So Long to Summer Bash
from Kiss FM at the
which I am actually considering to going, which is exciting.
So it's $10,
which is a bargain, right?
It's usually like $25-$30.
All right, I'm jumping in and getting that.
You can also see Travie McCoy, but Vertical Horizon is probably going to be the best.
Yeah, and there was another, those two other bands, and one of them was decent actually.
Yeah, I'm actually not going for the ones.
You're going to the one in Denver, right?
Yeah, I'm going to 93.3's Big Egg.
Yeah.
Gonna be Smashing Pumpkins, Chevelle, Amberlin, Tickle Me Pink, Flowbots. It's gonna be legit.
So yeah, call us if you're going to either that one or if you're going to whatever that one. 93.3 Big Gig, right?
Yeah, 93.3's Big Gig.
Yeah.
At Comfort Dental Amphitheater, formerly known as Fiddler's Green.
Oh, is that where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So yeah, there's a birth on El Presidente's birthday, actually.
Yes, both of those are on my birthday.
September 18th.
Mm-hmm.
One's at night and one's during the day, right?
And that's also the birthday of the Air Force.
Oh, yeah, you always said that. So yeah, give us a call if you go on one of those. So I'm not alone and a loner. So I tried to get other people to go, but...
Like, oh, I can't have a ride.
Alright. I seem to have that a lot, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always begging people for rides.
Yeah, that's how I was until I got my license.
Yeah. 5 more months.
Can you hear me on this side?
No. 5 months and 8 days. I'm not counting down at all. No, I just know that because it's the 8th of February, so it's like the 8th from tomorrow. So it's easy to count.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. So yeah, call us if you're going to one of those concerts, or... Oh yeah, and vote for our show name. Either When It Gets a Cookie or CNJ Party Planners.
Yep. And you can vote for that by sending us an email at jordan@fcyb.org.
Facebooking either us.
Texting.
Preferably calling.
Calling at 1-888-212-KLIK.
Coming to the studio.
KLIK is 5545.
Come to the studio.
220 East Mulberry Suite 5, Scava Retail. Realty Building. Behind 7-Eleven.
Alright, let's just go ahead and play the song. We're kind of dragging on here. So this is Vertical Horizon, Everything You Want. Important message.
Beep! 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 The National Weather Service in Denver has issued a tornado warning for Fort Collins, Colorado.
The storm is recorded moving west at 2 miles an hour, dropping hails the size of cars. This concludes this warning message from the National Weather Service in Denver.
Alright.
So.
And just to clarify, that was totally a joke. There is no tornado dropping car size hail.
Yet.
It's my smart. We don't want War of the Worlds happening again.
It's not car sized hail, it's more like smart car sized hail.
Did you know? Actually, I wonder if there's a world record. How many people can you fit in a smart car?
I think they got like 10 or something. Yeah. I think I remember. All right, let's see if I can actually find out who the number this is. Because I have like some number in my phone, but it doesn't have a name to it, and then has a school ID attached to it. So, let's see if I can find out the school ID. That might do it.
I googled it and it said, pretty simple question. I need to say also, this is recommended to drive with more than 2 people. Back 50 years ago, college kids packed as many people into a VW bug as is possible. Just wondering if... there's a YouTube video with...
Oh, hey.
Whoa.
I don't know the number. You doing it or I'm doing it? Is it still calling?
That was weird. If you just called in, try again.
430 number? No, 970-430.
Mm-mm.
Ring a bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Guinness World Record with cheerleaders.
Ooh.
Well, if you're about to say that a bus can carry more people, think again, because in the next record attempt, we're going to see how quickly an entire team of cheerleaders can fit into a car and drive off.
Oh my God, it's a smart car too.
In Britain, cheerleaders can be seen at football matches dancing to pop songs during the halftime break. But in Germany, they're given far more grueling tasks. Such as smart car stuffing. Just get a load of this. The challenge is to see how quickly the team can fit into a smart car, one of the smallest vehicles on the road, and drive across the line, and hopefully set a new Guinness World Record. That's the last of the 13 girls in. Doors closed. They've now just got to start the car and get across that line as quickly as possible. How long is it going to be? 20 seconds on the nose. Not a bad time at all. Well done, girls. They're looking pretty pleased and certainly confident with that. They're obviously a very well-drilled bunch.
Let's have another look in slow motion. Just Google it.
Trust me, these cars are small. In fact, some of you will have cars bigger than this that come with a remote control.
Alright, so that... I guess the highest number I saw was 15 people.
Yeah.
On there. But I personally got to fit 13 teenagers in a smart car. 13. Yeah, if you beat that, tell me, because you won't beat it.
Yeah. I'm going to see a video of you doing it.
Beep! You didn't hear any bad words.
It'd be funny if it actually bleeped it out automatically.
We're actually looking into that.
Really?
Well, I don't think it'll be automatic. But.
So you can take the explicit sign off iTunes?
Yeah.
So yeah, let's not call that number that I found. It's not a good idea.
Why?
I just wouldn't.
Okay.
I'll tell you afterwards. Again, I always say that. 40. I don't know, 40 sounds good. I just pay for myself for a month.
What?
I could just pay for myself for a month.
Yeah, you could.
I could. It's very tempting. This isn't a very entertaining show today, is it?
Yeah, we're just kind of going on and on and on and on and on.
As you can tell, we're not very prepared. So, well, who just called in?
Yeah, you guys need to call back in.
If someone just called in, can you please call back? Because I think you hung up.
Yeah.
Because it rang once, and then it
didn't. How do you look up a number on a phone?
Dial it in and call an end.
40. Oh, damn it. I can't remember the whole thing. How do you get the last phone? There's a history.
I'm going to play a song.
What's the history on this sucker?
I have no idea.
Oh, there we go.
I think zero. It's this one. I'm going to play a song by one of my friends. He recorded it. His name's Corey Wright. He's in the band Monsters and Fairy Tales.
Whoa. Wait. I think I might know this Corey guy.
Corey Wright?
Yeah. I don't think he knows me, but I know him.
All right, let's start it out. Here we go. I had a vision.
It's a new day. And all you gossiping, backstabbing, habitual hated.
Yo.
I mean, good music.
.org.
That was We the Kings, Heaven Can Wait.
Because we stopped the other one because it was bad.
Retarded. Stupid. Gay.
So yeah, we had a bit of some action here right now. Didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I guess our music was so loud it was making it sound like those people upstairs.
Yeah.
And then we realized we didn't lock the front door after someone else came in. Uh-oh. Yeah, that was a bit of excitement for today. Thinking that... La-di-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, Sky sent us a message. What did Sky say? Where are you guys? I don't see you. Sky says he can't see us. Maybe he's up there.
Oh.
I wonder how many people are still listening.
Oh.
Alright, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, you should call in at 1-888-212-KLAK and talk with us, and we can pick a show name together because we have 0 votes.
So it's pretty much guaranteed if you call in, you'll win, unless someone else sums up the courage to vote for the other one.
I swear, nobody who listens to the click has any balls. I mean, seriously, if you had balls, you would call in to our show.
Well, I know for a fact there's 2 girls that I know listening to him. So that makes sense.
Ladies, I'm sorry.
But I see your point. I mean, I remember when Reese, before he had a show.
Yeah.
He called in, so he had balls.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Actually, I had one thing. I just left my house, and like I was just about to lose Wi-Fi connection when I got an alert from CNN, which usually my alerts from CNN usually say, you know,
Paris Hilton is arrested.
That, or there was a 7.0 earthquake somewhere. But this one said, from the Oval Office, Obama has officially ended the Iraq combat mission.
We were talking about that in AP Human Geo today. So we do like current event stuff.
Yeah. Well,
so it was officially 5 o'clock today that he pulled the rest of the combat troops out.
Mm-hmm. Which... You know, I want our troops, I want them all home just as much as the next guy. But seriously, I don't think it was the right time to pull out. We got ourselves into a mess. And if you know anything about history, it's the same thing that happened in Vietnam. We tried to fight someone else's war, then we left in the middle of it because America got pissed off because all our troops were overseas.
And
then Vietnam collapsed on itself and broke out into more fighting.
Yep.
And it absolutely did nothing. Well, what do you think is going to happen to Iraq? It's the same exact thing. Read up in your history, Mr. Obama.
Well, actually,
I'm the new president here.
Actually, they're saying that there are, like, the whole, all the terrorist attacks and bombings and stuff are going to increase in the next few months because they're going to be testing out the new army and stuff that Iraq has set in place.
Right.
But then, in theory, it's supposed to go down from there if the Iraqi police are doing their job that the U.S. trained them for.
It'll either be that it'll work and everything will fine and dandy, and then Iraq will end up fighting someone else, or...
Well, then you still got Afghanistan as well, so...
Well, that's a whole other story, but Iraq, or it won't work, and Iraq will collapse on itself, and then, like, we'll get more skyscrapers crashed into.
I know the event. Have you seen the ads for that?
What event?
That's the name of the show. It's called The Event. It's on, like, NBC or something like that.
Kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, they had a preview on it the other day, and I'm thinking it's kind of bad taste, because they have the whole thing, plane gets hijacked, gets aimed for, I think it gets aimed for the president, I think is what the preview was showing. Mm. I'm just thinking, well, being this close to September 11, that's the 10-year anniversary, that's kind of out of taste. So, that's just me. That's just what my mom said, too, so...
A lot of people are freaking out because the Muslim holiday, I forgot the name of it. It's like...
It's probably something unpronounceable.
Yom Kippur or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know the one.
It's Yom Kippur or something.
Yeah,
something
one.
Like that.
Yeah.
But it's occurring right around September 11th.
Wait, that's Muslim?
Yeah. It's okay. Islam.
Islam, that's what I'm thinking of.
Islamic.
Yeah.
But all of that... Confused. Because they have this big holiday going on right around September 11th, a lot of people are, like, freaking out because they think it's a holiday to celebrate, you know, the bombings of September 11th.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, that's not the case, but it does spark some fury in myself because, you know, the extremists are going to be like, hey, holiday, everyone's going to be fun. Let's go blow up America.
I think just everyone is overreacting. Like, yeah. The Muslims are overreacting. The Americans are overreacting. But that's just me.
Everyone needs to smoke a joint and chill. Why do you think Fort Collins has, like, no crime? Because we have the highest drug rate in America.
We do?
Yes.
You serious?
Well, marijuana-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone's just high. So
I actually haven't noticed that.
Yeah. Well, we were rated, like, the number one place to live. Then we were rated the healthiest. And then got least crime. And then we got, like, the highest drug rate and the most dispensaries in the country.
Yeah. Well, that's just Colorado in general, because that whole... Yeah. American thing.
Well, me and my friend Alex decided that Boulder City is not a part of Colorado or the U.S., it's its own little nation down there.
It's just like California. It's like a separate place.
It is.
That no one really cares about. Much.
I'm from California.
Well, the people. Like,
oh. Well, when I lived there, there was a lot more whites there. Now it's just the promised land for all the stupid illegal Mexicans coming over the border.
If you're thinking about...
Thank you, Mr. Obama, for ruining L.A. And yes, I'm not politically correct, but sue me.
It's kind of funny. I was talking to one of my friends from Australia. So I was saying, like, yeah, you know, because in, like, Australia, the biggest thing over there is Asians because we're so close to Asia.
Right.
So instead of getting Mexicans, we get Asians. Except they're not really that illegal.
Yeah. Well, Asians know how to do it. They sign a paper with their name, and they wait for the... U.S. to send them a paper back with their name on it, and then everything's
and
happy.
They try to speak English once they move here.
Yes.
Well, there.
They don't expect everyone else to learn their language.
But apparently, when I was talking to them, that now it's the Lebanese that are having all the troubles, they're being like the gangs and stuff. Which I thought was kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
So,
And then she started asking me, is like, is there any hot Mexican guys?
No.
Thank you. I'm sure there is some, but yeah. I'm not a girl, so I don't really know that stuff.
Okay, well, you have to get my point of view. You know, you're all from Colorado, and I know some of you are from Tennessee or Canada. And...
Canada. No, that was good.
That was weird.
I know. The microphone makes it sound weird. I got more.
I would...
He's been on the phone like for 5 minutes. Are you on the phone line anymore? Sorry, Sky. The phone is screwed
did
up.
Did we answer?
No. It wasn't his number, though. All right. It is? All right, Sky, give it another shot.
Anyway.
I'm just staring intently at the lights. Hey, he's calling.
Hold on 1 second, I gotta answer this message.
Mr. Skylar.
But you have... Did it go?
No.
You have to see this from my point of view. I lived for five, six years in Buena Park, California.
I thought your mom said it was like 6 months or something.
No, it was longer than that.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was like...
1-888.
At the end of kindergarten, like right at the start of summer after kindergarten to like the middle of fifth grade.
Oh, that's it. It's not going through.
Oh.
I think you just disabled the thing that was enabled before.
Alright, I'll look at it in a second.
Yeah, sorry, Sky. We'll.
Sorry, everybody, the phone line's down at the minute. I'll take a look at it right after this.
Yeah, Sky, just get off hold.
Yeah, here. Let me finish my soapbox rant.
Yes,
I grew up
your soapbox.
In California, Buena Park, gang-ridden town. I lived across the street from Knott's Berry Farm.
A what farm?
Knott's Berry Farm. It's an amusement park.
Oh, I thought you said Nazi thing.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay.
Knott's Berry Farm was rated like the third biggest, subtracting like government buildings and all that stuff. Knott's Berry Farm was rated like the third terrorist target in California, which scared the crap out of me because I was little and seeing Supreme Scream, which is like a 30-40 story tower, like Tower of Doom, where it just drops you. I could see that falling over on my house. So anyway.
And you were what, 5?
Yeah, I mean, I was little. I was like, it's gonna fall because the stupid colored man blew it up.
So what was the first and second one then? Los Angeles and
It was Disneyland and...
Disneyland?
Yeah. Do you know what Disneyland is?
Hey, I'm an Arab. I'm gonna go bomb Disneyland.
Apparently they want to ruin the happiest place in the world.
Okay. It doesn't really fit well to me, but that's just me.
This is American television. American news.
Okay, that does it.
But anyway, I lived in this town, so there was probably between, when I started at my school, there was probably between 50 and 60 white kids. And the rest... Okay, there was 3,000 kids in my elementary school.
Huh?
Yeah. 60 white kids. And then by my fifth grade year, there was 2 white kids. And I wasn't one of them.
I remember this now.
I got a tan enough that I fit in with the Mexicans because they're like halfway between white and black. They're just, like, right in the middle.
They're just there.
Yeah, and I was able to reach that point. Except I had blondish hair, which was kind of weird, because Mexicans don't get blonde hair.
Unless they have highlights.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that.
And so, you know, I'm not a racist. All I care about is that you sign a damn paper that says you are a citizen or you are on a visa. Because you're coming here and ruining our country. We're paying for your freaking school.
And healthcare.
And healthcare and everything else.
Because we have to be a safe haven.
Yeah.
My mom, no, fuck the safe haven.
Yeah, my mom was actually saying that because she's in the healthcare stuff. She's the secretary at MCR, Medical Center of the Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
And she worked with the cardio center, I think, so the heart center. And so they had this illegal immigrant guy come in, and it was like 100% paid for by the government because they get... Like, if you're illegal, then you get health insurance. What beats me is, all right, they're legal. They got here. Now we're going to give them health insurance.
Exactly. You look at my health bill. I go break my arm. We pay $10,000 or whatever the cost is.
Yeah. And they get it for free.
Zero help from the government.
Really?
Yeah.
You should get some.
I don't know where the situation is.
You should have, like, a...
But it's not fully covered.
Well, yeah. Not the whole thing.
So yeah, that's kind of my rant. You know, in other countries, like in the Middle East and even Europe sometimes, if you cross another country's border and you're not supposed to cross that border, they will shoot you in the head. You will be dead.
But if you come to Australia, we'll welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. And actually, if you go to Canada, they just sit you down at the border and they background check you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, Australia, we don't have the problem because there's, like...
Well, you guys are an island country.
We have a couple thousand miles of sea between us.
Yeah.
But we do get a lot of boats from a place called East Timor, which is an island north of Australia.
Right.
And that place has gone to the dogs. So we kind of feel pity for them and we let them come in. It's kind of like you guys in Cuba.
Yeah, Cuba. Well, we pretty much like Cuba. And
yeah.
Because... When you get like Cuba and
you can't travel
there.
You get
George Lopez.
He's Cuban?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is totally funny because he totally is racist towards his own people.
He's racist towards everyone.
That's true. George Lopez.
You can only do that if you're not white. You can be racist towards anybody if you're not white. If you're
That's another thing that bothers me.
Yeah.
It's like you can't start, you know, we have the NAACP. National Advancement for National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Well, if we start an organization that's just for whites, it's completely racist. Yet Mexicans get them. Anybody else gets it.
Oh, just on a side note from Sky, when you go to Canada, they do a background check and smear you with maple syrup.
What?
And they smear you with maple syrup. And,
ooh, kinky.
BTV? BTV?
Kinky.
Do you know what BTV is?
No, I don't. Actually, you know what? I think I do.
BTV.
BTV. Anyway.
TVB.
I should probably figure out this telephone.
BCTV. British Columbia TV.
Television? Alright. I'm gonna fix the telephone, so... Black cable television. Wow.
Can you go to the song program?
Maybe.
Yeah, this is my money-making scheme. It's not working out. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway,
that was a cool sound. Alright, we're done.
Alright.
Whoa! Yeah, we can basically talk from back here at it.
Yeah. Let's see a song. What's a good song?
I don't know. You're not typing anything, so...
Yes, I am. I'm typing a paper right now. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. HIJK, aluminum P.
I can't wait for junior year now. That's how the paper works.
Yeah, I wish. I wrote 4 papers.
Already?
Yes. Nice. Actually, well, no, I wrote like 10.
Yeah, I wrote 1, and it was on the first day of school, and she says, oh, yeah, I'm going to grade it like an AP thing, even though we're not an AP. So yeah, I got a C on that one on the first day. So I'm like,
very nice.
This isn't going to be a good year, is it? I hate Kate.
Whoa, my voice is going in and out.
Is that good now?
Yeah.
Maybe. Beulah, Beulah.
Up next is I Hate Kate, Always Something. Hello?
We didn't turn the mics on.
Hello? I hear the phone.
I know. Skylar.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Hello? Wrong ones. Hello? Wow. Alright, that was a failed attempt at phones again.
Alright, give it.
What? Oh.
Yeah, I stopped the song.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible difficulties. So, we're just waiting for Sky to call again. Pretty yeah. Please. With a cherry on top.
I promise next week will be better, guys. We're kind of just getting back into the thing.
Yeah, this is our second week back to school special. Or third week back to school special. There we go. Hey, it's on a different line now. Hello. Person. Hello.
Hello.
Hi!
You guys finally got it working.
Yeah.
Yep. Good job. Don't know what was wrong.
It was all Jordan's fault. He tried to do something.
No. So, how's your night going?
Outstanding.
Good. Would you like to be a part of CNJ Party Planners?
Absolutely.
Have any ideas?
No.
Sir, what are you calling for?
I don't know. I was calling earlier because I was going to try to get in on your debate that you were having about...
Canada?
Let's start it right now.
Canada.
Okay. I heard something about maple syrup.
Well, while we're here, before we go into the heavy debate of maple syrup, what would you like to controvert in? Would you like our surname to be... When It Gets a Cookie? Or would you like it to be CNJ Party Planners? Cookie.
It's a hard choice, I know.
Party Planners.
I feel like there was more options last night, Jordan.
What?
I feel like there was more options last night that you were talking about when you came by.
Yeah. There was the air show, Winner Gets a Cookie, Say No to Drugs, Say Yes to Tacos, and CNJ Party Planners.
Huh, I don't recognize any of those.
You gotta recognize CNJ Party Planners. And then Reese put the cookie up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Someone sounds tired.
Way to be decisive.
Are you tired?
I'm tired.
Oh, how was the meeting thingy today?
At Rocky?
Yeah.
He kind of forgot why I was there, so I didn't get to do my little presentation about the club, but,
So no one was there, is that what you said? Sorry.
Tyler Thole showed up.
Oh, really?
He goes to Collins.
Yeah. Came.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I'm planning on making it after school so that people can come when they're done with school.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty legit.
Yeah, I would tag along.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, there's a new club starting up at Rocky Mountain High School. Home of the Lobos.
Lambos.
Lambos.
I need to remember that. I can use that to my advantage.
Wow, you guys.
We know you that. You know we love you. Just not Rocky.
Great.
Well, this is a very deep and heartfelt conversation.
So, what were you going to say about the whole
Canadian maple syrup.
Yeah.
Syrup a la Canada.
Syrup a la Canada.
I was just saying that when they hold you for questioning, they pour you pour maple syrup all over you.
What, to see if you're insoluble to it or something? No, it's not soluble.
Yeah,
soluble.
You start melting and they know you're not Canadian.
Yeah.
So they do witch hunts up there.
And then what I was trying to say was BET, Black Entertainment Television.
They have that?
Yeah.
Only in Canada.
No, that's it's, I think it's nationwide.
Oh, well, I could see white entertainment television being a little weird.
Yeah.
If you think of the acronym. Hmm.
Well,
so you just got that.
Yeah. It's also delayed over the phone, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
So, yeah, do I get brownie points for being a part of the Commonwealth?
No.
Aww.
Commonwealth of what?
The
crap?
The British Commonwealth.
Oh, okay.
Australia.
Canada is part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah. What?
Well, Canada is part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Do I get brownie points?
No.
Oh.
The U.S. used to be a part of the Commonwealth.
No, they didn't.
The colonies.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Hey, that's what we're learning about in history.
The Commonwealth is like the 1900s is when it was formed.
Oh, shut up, Callum.
Hehe. What?
Nobody cares.
It's the entire history of Australia right there. We can learn it in 1 week. We don't need an entire course.
Yeah. Prisoners were sent to Australia. The end.
We all became awesome and created an awesome country.
Oh, yeah, and then thundered down under the male strippers.
That's what he was talking about. You know that guy I said that would be an interesting conversation? He was talking to me about thunder from down under. He said,
oh, my God.
Yeah, because he was in Vegas, so. And then I said, no, I'm not going to look that up.
Okay, I have a question. These messages on the side here of the Ustream...
Oh, I haven't been
they're
looking
not
at those.
Real, are they?
I haven't been looking.
It says, do you have any dogs? I've seen the Shiba Inu puppies.
Was it www?
It's
ustream.tv/channel/kyle-callum-and-jordan-click-radio.
Got it. So what's the whole chat there?
Yeah, I think they're fake.
I'm watching it. Yeah, because it's like, hey, you guys catch yesterday's show? It was crazy. Yeah, my show was in it. It was not crazy.
Yeah, that stupid ad plays.
Yeah. Someone's like, I saw a post about the show on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and AIM. Nuts.
Yes. Yeah, I see all these too.
Who uses AIM anymore?
No one. Well, my mom does.
Exactly. Exhibit A.
Exhibit A. So yeah, I don't think those are... Oh, it's in the social stream, that's why. You need to click chat.
It's six different people, too, so I don't think there's six people watching.
Yeah.
There's four people watching you.
Well, I don't know a Caitlin spelled that way. I don't know an Erica. I know a Kelsey, but what's that got to do with puppies?
Mine are Mike, Sam, David, Kevin, Matt, and Morgan.
Oh, I got a Morgan, Anna, Katie, Kelsey, Erica, and Caitlin. What the hell?
Interesting.
Yeah, you need to click on chat, that's why.
So, how's Lieutenant Pecker going?
He's a captain now. You should know this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, who's Lieutenant Pecker again?
You can ask him who Lieutenant Pecker is.
I remember.
He was there, he should know.
Yeah.
Wait, when was this again? I'm freezing.
Wyoming? It was Wyoming. You don't remember?
Wyoming encampment, 2008.
It rang a bell, but I don't know the context.
Wow.
I'm trying to think.
Anyway.
Wait, was it something to do with that, the Air Force guy in the shower?
No.
Are you really listening to Live ATC?
Yes.
Hey, I have the app on my iPod.
I know, me too.
Well, I may have been out of CAP for a while, but I actually have a category on my iPod that says CAP. It actually says C, lowercase r, AP.
That's how I refer to it as my friends.
Yeah.
But whenever my friends ask, hey, what are you doing? I'm doing CRAP.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the new way. Have you changed your password yet on there?
On what?
On your iPod? Since I found out before.
I took the password off. It annoyed me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, just telling you about Jordan's dedication to CAP. His password was 3713.
If you know... If you know what that number means, then you know what it means.
Well, it doesn't mark anymore, so we can tell them.
It doesn't?
No, they use swipey cards now.
Really?
What?
After departure?
No, on the actual hangar door.
Oh, no. Well, they got to get in there first.
I know, but on the actual hangar door and to the keys.
Oh, yeah.
It's still there.
Wait, way to just say that out there. Oh, if I knew, then I didn't steal the plane yet, so. Cool.
Well, I think it was me and, yeah, Sky.
What?
You remember that time when we, it was me and you, and we go in the hangar, and the plane, like, all the, like, the electrical is still on, like, the lights and the computers are, everything's on in the plane.
The master was on, yeah.
I mean, how stupid can you be? Just leave everything on. There's not a... You didn't notice the giant computer screen in front of you that's on?
Hey, remember that one time where you switched out the locks?
Oh, yeah.
So you locked the key with the lock that needed the key?
Mm-hmm.
That was entertaining.
And Sue was the only one with an extra key?
Yeah. Now my dad has one, I think. Sorry, we're leaving Sky out here. We don't need that one on.
Actually, I've got this new app.
How do you turn them up? Is it return or is it send?
I got this new app. I think I'm going to use it to make some background music.
I have 10 people trying to message me on Facebook. WTF.
That's a cluster.
Yes.
It's a cluster.
So.
Wait, can you hear that music?
I'll get off now, because I think I'm boring you guys.
No, I think we're boring you. I think that's...
Yeah.
No, it's working.
That's true.
How was your show last night? Okay, everybody, right now, we are actually currently talking to the host of Click Country on Monday nights.
Yes.
Ba-dum.
Hi. Hey, except this Monday I'm going to be in Anchorage, so don't tune in.
Yeah, just don't.
I know, because Reese is probably going to be there.
You know, when I was in Canada, I tuned in to see if he went there without me, and if he did, I think I was smacking.
Why?
I don't know.
No, he's probably going to do, a bad reputation or something. Oh, yeah, did you get my email about the cadet roster?
I love how we're just, talking about CAP affairs on the air.
Did you reply to it?
No, I'll look at it later.
Danke.
Alright, we need something to talk about.
Yes. Give us an idea, Mr. Alright, let's go.
Mr. Skylar Caldwell.
The Mosque.
The Mosque in at Ground Zero?
Yeah.
It's Mosque-y.
Of course.
I mean, okay. I am ready for a heated discussion.
I'm not. So go ahead.
Alright, let my pants on fire. Here we go. Whoa. I just echoed into your phone. Hello. Okay.
I think he's got it in speakerphone.
Yeah.
Sorry, I turned that down.
Hey, looking on my screen?
No, I'm not.
You might want to.
Okay.
Told you it would be an interesting conversation.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Oh, there's some girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this mosque at Ground Zero, the place where the freaking extremist Muslims stole two of our planes and crashed them into the World Trade Center. Now, what is almost 11 years ago.
10.
It's, yeah, well, 10 years ago.
Nine. It's 2010.
Yeah, 9 years ago. Wow, was it that long? But we all know what that was. I mean, that was the most bloodshed on American soil ever.
And I mean, I even heard about it in Australia. I remember coming home and it was all over the Australian TV.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, that sent America into, like, a sense of terror. I mean, it was like the Red Scares all over again, but terrorism. And, as you know, FAA grounded all flights for a very lengthy amount of time, and...
They sent a crap load to Canada.
Yeah, they did. And there was a ton of airplanes landed at every airport.
Didn't I hear something that they were so backed up that, like, there were planes on the runway, like,
yeah,
parked there, and they had to take off from the taxiway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was insane. So, what gives anybody the right idea, even, I don't care if you're a good businessman or anything, what gives you the idea to plant a mosque in the same place where they burned down the World Trade Center?
It's not the same place, though. It's three blocks away.
That's still...
I know, I see, like, the whole fuss and everything, but it's the same as,
I actually didn't know it was three blocks away.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly on the site. If it was on the site, then...
That kind of changes things.
Yeah, that would have been...
But still...
We were talking about this in my class today, in my U.S. government class, and the teacher was like, so how far away does it have to be before it's okay?
Yeah. We were talking about the same thing in our human geo class. It was like...
Yeah.
But it's the same as building a Catholic church in downtown Baghdad, pretty much.
Yeah.
So...
But you guys know what's in the bottom of the chapel at the Air Force Academy, right?
Buddhist and Muslim, right?
Yep, they have a mosque downstairs.
Yep.
Sorry.
What?
I just found that funny that they're in the basement.
Well, it's the only room left.
Yeah.
I mean, it was made in the 50s when they had all the whole segregation stuff, so...
Okay, so, 50s, right? You know, actually, you know, the whole three blocks away thing, I kind of understand that more now, but that's still, I can see what what some people are fussing about, because especially the state of the world right now, that's kind of a sketchy move, because, you know, we had that scare a little while back when Air Force One flew really low over... New York, and everybody freaked out again. So I think everyone's just on their toes right now. Everyone's freaking out over every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the one thing that pisses me off is, you know, I'm all for the freedom of religion thing. Don't get me wrong, I'm not about that whole oppression thing. It looks like some people. But, like, taking In God We Trust off our money and...
I didn't hear about that one.
And out of One Nation Under God in our Pledge of Allegiance. That, I mean, that's hundreds of years old. we shouldn't get away, rid of our the principles that our country was founded on. If that makes sense.
So why don't we just say, in God, Allah, and Buddha, we trust.
Yeah. Well, everyone's fighting that. We should just not have it at all. Well, why don't you just say you're God, and then everyone's happy?
I know when I did that in elementary school, I said I pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of Australia. So I was like, nah, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. And then everyone wants to take the American flag out of the classroom. I was like, no. It's required. It's just, anyway.
Still on my screen.
I can picture some of the religious arguments and stuff, but removing the flag from the classroom, that, like, has no grounds at all.
No, it doesn't. My human geo teacher wanted to take it down and put up an Irish flag. I was like, no, you don't do that. I mean, you can have the Irish flag too, but the American flag stays. And it's flown higher than the Irish flag, and, well, no, it's flown level in peacetime.
Sorry, I'm tuning out here.
Well, anyway, I think that's it. I want to play some music. Can we go? Okay. Well, we're going to do this music thing.
Well, we're just leaving Sky hanging.
Yeah, Sky, stay on the line for a minute. I want to talk to you real quick.
Yeah.
We had this whole thing earlier that we are going to play music that we know should be popular or whatever, but I don't think we have time for it tonight.
No, we'll do that next week.
That'll be next week.
More planned.
Yeah, we'll actually talk about our show in advance.
See which ones are on there.
Damn it. I think we should maybe go with a little bit of our favorite music. The one that we discovered and then we brought to Fort Collins, Colorado, from Sweden. The stuff that no one knew about, really, until, like, the last year. Should we go number one? Or...
I'm thinking number nine.
That'd be pretty good.
Because that's the classic. That's where we started.
Yeah. It is where we started.
No, we started All I Ever Wanted.
Yeah, but it's not on the...
Damn.
I'll have to add it. Or you can add it.
We'll both add it.
Mine's a copy off YouTube, so...
Mine too.
Oh, never mind.
Eject.
Eject, eject, eject.
Retard, retard.
Alright, so we're going to play some Bass Hunter.
Retard.
See, I told you.
Bass Hunter, maybe a little Cascada. Some good music coming up. We're going to party for the last 15 minutes that we're here. We're going to head out at 9:30. I guess we're leaving early tonight, right?
Yeah, because right. I have to go home and report to the commanding officers.
Right. Captain Mom and Lieutenant Dad.
I was Captain Dad, Lieutenant Mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
We see where's the pants.
Yes.
All right. So up next is Bass Hunter from Sweden.
Sweden.
And
how do we do this?
This song is incredible.
Song. I hope you guys agree with me. Sorry, we're talking to El Capitan. So, yeah, we'll play one more Bass Hunter song for the heck of it. Just to make up for the crap you guys had to listen to.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is another classic. Came straight from Drill Team. Not really.
And we have a lot of blackmail videos from Drill Team, which, if you find them, that'd be really funny, but...
I have him on Facebook.
Yeah, you'd have to be friends with Callum on Facebook.
Yeah, or with you, because I think I tagged you.
Yeah, I'm tagged in there.
And the other 12 people on the team. Yeah. Alright, so this one's based on a Dota.
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 Vi sitter här i väntan och spelar lite Dota. I hear you, man.
Be happy.
We are the best kept secret in the universe.
Clickradio.org.
Dreadful loss again.
Yeah, it's. We had a big explosion in our server. So all of our music got screwed up. So.
That's why. And to fix everything and have an amazing website, yeah, and amazing radio station and amazing music, we need money.
Yeah.
So you should donate. Please. Our treasurer has figured out that we are in a shithole, which I think anybody could have figured out. But basically, without money, Click will likely end operations at the end of September. That's this month. Well, September starts tomorrow. But yeah, we need money, and it's pretty much $40 a month per member till the end of the year. So if you could throw us like a buck or two, you know, I mean, if you give me a buck tomorrow and I can find a buck from every person, that'll be enough money. Like a buck a person per day. You know.
Hey, look at my convo.
Oh, sorry.
I don't mind.
What was I going to do?
I don't know. What were you going to do?
It's 9:30, so I guess we should... We could talk for 3 minutes.
Yeah. I have a lead foot, right?
Yes, I do. I do, actually. Yeah. The show will be better next week, I promise. We will be planning it out better, that's for sure.
Yeah, I had ideas, but... We just didn't bother to do them.
No.
Yep.
Next week we will.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get a guest DJ next week. Anybody want a guest DJ? Call us at 1-888-212-5545 in the next...
30 seconds.
Yes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
If you call us in the next 2 minutes and you can be...
Or get a hold of one of us or email me at jordan@fcyb.org.
Yeah.
And we still... Even Sky couldn't pick a show name.
Yeah. I know. What do you want to vote for?
I honestly don't know. We don't do party planners that much.
No.
The cookies is more popular.
Yeah. Or we could just mix them like you said, but that just sounds weird.
Yeah. It'd be too long.
Hmm. Cookies?
Cookies?
Cookies. Cookies.
Because we're always like, should we do it? Should we call? Oh, we've only done it once.
Yeah. Cookies it is.
Yes. If we had more listeners, then we could have listeners do it and stuff.
Yeah.
Alright. So tell your friends, then we can start doing C&J Party Planners much, much more.
Yeah. We'll have a split personality. We'll have a bipolar show. So once we get the C&J thing going... We'll have a cookie contest week, and then a C&J party plan a week, and then a...
I'm going to write this, right, eventually, or probably tonight when I get home, I'm going to write down who we owe cookies to.
Okay.
Right now, Kyle is officially off the show. I think. Is it the winner or just winner? Winner gets a cookie?
Yeah, winner gets a cookie.
Winner gets...
You're changing the show name?
Yeah.
Cool. Capitalize it.
Yeah.
Correct grammar.
I'm sorry. My school learns me grammar good. Do we capitalize the A?
I don't know.
Do we want to? No.
No.
Exclamation point?
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be 19.
And I'll change the, I'll make a new Facebook group that'd be more permanent.
Well, yeah, I'm going to make a Facebook page right now.
Oh, I was going to do that. So I already have the Kyle, Callum, and Jordan, so I can just change it.
You do?
Yeah. There's like 4 people. That has nothing on it. Kyle, Callum, and Jordan. Edit page.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Edit.
I don't think you can actually change the title of the page anymore.
Nah, well, you could before.
I know you could before, but... So, yeah.
Edit page.
don't think you can change it.
Alright, I just deleted it.
Oh, okay. Do you want to set it up, or do you want me to?
No, I'll make it.
Okay.
We'll make it together.
Alright, so we'll stick around for a minute while we make this Facebook page, and then we're going to head out the door. Can I choose a song real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, wait, that's not going to work.
I'm still an admin on that.
Yeah, me too. How do you add a page?
It's
so new.
Go to Facebook. Hey, click the Facebook icon. Add some pages.
That's what I hit.
That's weird. Because I'm the manager. I'm on two pages, so it brings up a dashboard for me. No, not testimonials.
I know, because I think I only have one.
Okay, this is weird. Have you ever heard of the...
Oh, create page.
You found it. Have you ever heard of the testimonials plugin thingy for Facebook?
The what?
The testimonials. People just, like, write random things. It's like Truthbox.
Yeah.
So it's like an anonymous comment from someone.
What are we? A club?
Let me look at clicks.
I'll just ban a public figure.
Facebook.com/clickradio. Check it out. Let me edit page. Is nonprofit one of them, or
local business? No, it's not anymore. Health and beauty?
No. Oh, sorry, I took your mouse.
No, man. Museum and attraction?
Is there, like, not park?
Oh, hey, I am. There you go.
Nonprofit.
Official representative. What the hell? It's the exclamation mark.
I can change it.
Yeah. Like. I like my own page. Alright, so we now have a Facebook group.
Will you add me?
Yeah. Founded. 2010.
And I'll go in and I gotta get the ID for it. Edit the database directly. Oh yeah, I forgot to pick a song.
I don't know how you do it.
Do what?
Oh, we'll figure it out later. Alright, we should probably get started getting headed off.
Yeah.
Alright, so for those of you that I'm texting, well, not texting, talking to on Facebook.
You should play Cascada.
Yeah, you should.
You have control, dude.
What?
You have control of the music.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so what do we want?
Cascada.
Oh, yeah. Cascada. Put it there. Play some Boyce Avenue just for the heck of it. After that. And let's put some 303 too. Let's listen to them today. And what else?
Do you want to play? Can we play that other song again?
What other song?
The one I played earlier.
Oh, Heaven?
Yeah. Just put it, like, at the very bottom or something. I don't know. I think it could get big there.
Delete. Delete. All right. Cool. We're set.
All right. So, we will be back next week at 7 o'clock on next Tuesday. We may have a guest host unless we... You can email me at jordan@fcyb.org and request... To
and if you know me, you can text me or you can get me on Facebook.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, if you know me.
Yeah.
Just get a hold of us and you can come DJ with us because we have a third mic.
Yes.
It's
and we can
there.
Possibly hook up a fourth, right?
Lonely. Yeah, we can.
So I've seen some laying around.
It's a crappy mic, but we can do it.
It works.
Tomorrow night, check out Wednesday night. Is 78% sure, and The Awkward Couple. I believe it is The Awkward Couple's last show. So I would definitely check them out. Okay.
All right, we need to go.
All right, cool. So we will all see you. We see you all next week. All
right. Bye.
Bye.
I'm sure ready.
Wave to the camera.
I still hear your voice by side.
Black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of a last cigarette.
ClickRadio.org.
When I wake, I'm craving the taste of the cake.
Your money. New music. Click Radio. On planet Earth are right here. Right here. This is
y'all know the name.
Click Radio. www.clickradio.org. ClickRadio.org.
You're my friend. Big world at your fingertips. And you know you have the chance to change it.
Internet radio for Fort Collins High Schools. ClickRadio.org.